Good evening. We are here, Youth Moment. It is May the 9th, 2013. New moon in Taurus. Solar eclipse evening. Let us begin. As we said last time we chatted, which was the lunar eclipse, it is really important to begin to notice how limited or weak, we would even say, the dark team seems to be. And it is their game to be bigger than they are. We would direct you to the wizard in the Wizard of Oz, how he wished to portray himself as this larger-than-life wizard who could bring hellfire and damnation down, when in reality he was not. And in the same way, the players on the dark side have done a really good job of bamboozling the masses into believing them to be omnipotent, unassailable, and undefeatable. And in reality, they are anything but. And so here you are now seeing this solar eclipse come in between these two lunar eclipses to sort of bring a level of clarification, knowingness to the masses, to the people on the planet, to really begin to see, without any ambiguity, just how limited and weak and wounded the dark really is. And it is important to keep that in mind, because they are going to do their best to prevent the masses from moving forward. They will do whatever they can. They will create whatever turmoil they can do. They will attempt to trick people into certain behaviors. They will not let go, as what's going on now with the Benghazi political discussions. They will keep trying to bring certain things up and say, look, this is real important, this is why we do what we do, you need us, you need us, you need us. But in reality, the masses are saying, no, we don't, because they are seeing the solutions to these problems not being military, or not seeing the use of forces as the only solution. Now, all of this will make much more sense as you see the unfolding on the other side. As you're moving past this point in time, there's been an infusion of energies onto the planet to wake people up. And so now, as the dark ones bring up their same old games, you will not see the rank and file getting in line in the same way. They just won't do it. They won't show up to the rallies. They won't demand certain behaviors and certain policies. And they will actually stand up against certain policies and ask for further proof of the need for these policies. And this is going to occur not just in the United States, but all over, in many other places. because it is really beginning to be obvious to the masses that A, they have great power, and B, their leaders in many cases don't have the answers. And so they're going to have to find them themselves. And they're going to have to seek them out and implement them without the leaders leading. Now, some leaders are very intelligent and gifted, and we would say divinely inspired. And those leaders will find the masses agreeing with them. The masses will come up and say, yes, we agree with you. But those who are not will find that their constituents begin to drop away, begin to not show up, because they are not being frightened into knee-jerk reactions. And so one of the things to keep in mind going forward is the really big need, we've said this before, but it is still very important, to not dwell on the past. We have said, don't look back, look forward. It's not a time to look backwards and try and rekindle old arguments, old concerns, because they will drop away. They will drop away very quickly. It reminds our vehicle of the movie Star Wars. In the movie Star Wars, when he first seen it back in the 70s, and he was watching the unfolding of the journey of young Luke, and how his uncle wanted something, and he needed to do something, and he, our vehicle kept wondering, oh, he's going to be in trouble about that later. He's going to have to answer for that. But things changed so radically that the things that were concerns in the beginning of the movie were never concerns again. And that is really the way you are moving now. What you think are concerns today will fall away. Because, and they will fall away on their own. We will give you an example, fracking. There's a big concern right now about fracking. And yes, it is a very dangerous method of extracting energies from the earth. And if nothing changed and fracking was to be allowed to happen on grand scale, there would be great damage done to this country. But we will tell you in a few short moons, maybe a year or two from now, no one will discuss fracking because it will not be economically sound policy. It will simply fall away on its own weight. Now, of course, some are saying, well, that won't happen, but things are going to change. That is what we are trying to tell you. And so be ready for the changes, be open to the changes, and we would even say, expect them. And why would we say that? Because when you do that, you set a intention that allows these solutions that we keep talking about to show up. Because there are many solutions to these problems that don't need oil sands from Canada or cracking the crust of the earth underneath the countryside. And there are many things like this that you will discover. Solutions to problems, solutions to land problems, solutions to water problems, solutions to food production, solutions to energies and economies. And they will come from the average people out there who will offer their insights. And others will see that these are the way to go. And so see it. Here you are on this eclipse, solar eclipse night, which is a very unique eclipse. The moon will be very centered on the sun, and you will see a ring around the moon. They call it the ring of fire. And that is what you are passing through right now, the ring of fire. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all.